in the middle of its discussion of things that we cannot sell to non-Jews, which, as we know, is the theme of the entire first perek. The Gemara said, the Mishnah already tells you that one of the things you can't sell them is ein mochel lahem. So a little bit later, we actually have something else. That's right. Number one, ein mochel lahem dubin va'arayot v'chol davar sheyesh bo nezek l'rabim. But you also can't sell them bears and any and lions and.
I knew it meant by bear arms.
God, lions and tigers and bears. Oh my! Right, you can't sell them things like that.
My joke.
Because they will cause damage to the. Go on. They will cause damage to the to the public. The Gemara, which is what I gave you on Tesvav Amud Beis. So what I didn't give you was previously in the Gemara. The Gemara has a whole discussion of when and who is suspect to be involved in bestiality, and when you can't send sell certain animals to them, and when you can't sell certain animals because they might end up working on Shabbos and different things like that. So then the Gemara introduces a brisa about Tanya. Ein mocher lahem lo zayin v'lo klei zayin. Right, you can't sell them weapons, accessories of weapons. Vein mashkizin lahem zayin, nor grind or sharpen the weapons for them. Ein mocher lahem lo stan v'lo klorin. You can't sell them stocks, right? You know, we put someone's head in to, you know, behead them, and neck chains and ropes. Velo kavalim, velo shalshalot, shal barzel, right? Not metal chains. Echad ovid kochavim, echad kuti. Right, whether they are an idolater or a kuti, my time, mom. So the Gemara says, why not? I mean, he named it the chashidah shvich zami chashidah. The Gemara says, maybe it's because of murder. They really do suspect him of murder. And the Gemara goes on to say, yeah, we do. Okay, fine. Now, right off the bat, just from that line, if you just had that line in the Gemara, why can't you sell weapons to non-Jews? Just from that line, yeah? Just from that line, what do we know?
Because they might kill someone with it.
Might kill some people. So, based on that line, if you had to guess, now, why? So good, they can't sell, you can't sell because they're going to kill. Now, but let's be very medactic here. Why is it a problem to sell someone a weapon that they might use to kill someone?
Because then they can also use it against us.
Okay, so let's be very careful, right? So there's different possibilities. One possibility is that the issue at hand is they might kill us. Good, that's one possibility. Another possibility. Lefnei Iver is that murder is an Avera. Right? It's one of the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nai Noach, and therefore you can't allow them to murder. What else?
They might resell.
I guess it's
to
also
another
the nation.
One second, Nachum. Yeah.
They might resell it to another nation that would either kill us or kill other people.
I mean, that's two steps removed, which is part of the Gemara's question of lifting the limb. Fine. What else? So one is that it's this. So, but now, what's the difference between what Donnie said and what Shimon said? They're fundamentally different. What's the difference? One second.
Donnie said.
What's the difference?
One is they're attacking us, one is they're attacking us.
Formally, what's the difference between... One second. What's the difference between those formulations? Yeah. Between those two formulations.
Shimon's talking about a reflection of who we are on some other people. And
No.
We're not suspected that they're going to kill us.
Right. According... One second. So according to Donnie, what's the issue? The issue isn't the sin.
Right.
Right? Right, it's particular. There's a particular prohibition. We don't want to cause damage to Jews. According to Shimon, is the issue murder per se?
Yeah.
No, because it could be the same. Right. According to Donnie, would this translate into selling them Avram and Achai? No, this sugya is very different from Avram and Achai. I mean, the standards to which we might hold somebody, right? In Avram and Achai, Elif Ne'iver might be more lenient.
Right.
I mean, if this is reducible to a Elif Ne'iver discussion, so then. All those heterim we talked about at the beginning of the year, lifnei de lifnei, safek, trey avrei de nara, chad avrei de nara, right? All those will apply just like they would to Avram and Achai.
Right. Yeah.
Right? Whatever you're going
to
say about...
To everything.
Correct. So therefore, maybe you can't sell it to them directly, but if they could buy it anyways... Right? Remember, chad avrei de nara, trey avrei de nara, the way Rashi understood it, right? According to Shimon, right, it's about the sin.
Right.
Right? Not about murder per se, it's about sin. And therefore, just like by Avram and Achai, we say, look, if he could grab it himself, I could give it to him. Then you might say, look, if he could buy it from Israel, he could buy it from America, right? Or he could buy it from Israel, he could buy it from Iran, for that matter,
mm-hmm.
Right? So then you could sell it to them, right? Because it's lif neiver. If it's about murder, you might say, look, we can't participate in providing weapons that might hurt now. Hurt who?
Us.
So Donnie says... Us. What's the other possibility? Okay, those are two different formulations.
Lift neighbor.
Even without lift neighbor, there might be a general problem with creating more murder in the world. Give me a raya in Torah, in Chumash, that there's such a problem. And say, give me a raya in Chumash. Give me a proof. How do you know that we are overly obsessive about preventing murder or death?
No?
I mean, sure, that it's one of the great sins, right? There are narratives that push it, like Cain and Abel. What else? Give me mitzvot.
In all of you mean Tanakh in general?
Yes.
Okay, so he didn't want to kill Shaul immediately. He gave
them. Yeah, that maybe because he was Mashiach Hashem, but I mean Chumash. Give me mitzvot. And then you can give me narratives.
What do you mean? Like,
give me mitzvot. Then show me that we hope that we have... Prove to me that human life is even more important. It's not equivalent to the other five, right? The other ones in the Aseret Dibro. Give me other mitzvot. Well, sure, you can't murder, you can't steal. Prove to me that it's unique.
Is like very tight.
Yeah, Bezin doesn't want to kill. Years. Good. What else? What about Ma'ake? What about Ma'ake? Good. It's one of the Harik Val Yavars. Good. What about Ma'ake? What's the mitzvah Ma'ake?
Ma'ake is what again?
You have to put a fence around your roof.
Right.
Because we're worried that maybe someone will fall. Right? I mean, mitzvah daraisa. Mm-hmm. That we don't want death, right? So it could just be that we're worried about death. Now, based on that, it could be that it's, like Donnie said, it's about protecting ourselves, self-interest, or it could be... There's a problem with Shvichas Damim in general, right? As Max correctly points out, we are worried about murder right back in the beginning, before there were Jews or non-Jews. This isn't about self-preservation.
Right.
It's that Jews shouldn't be involved in murder, right? In killing.
Well, then,
right.
Then there's another...
Now, tell me another Nafkamina. Now, according to all these explanations, is this about Jews, Dafka? Is it about idolaters, Dafka?
No.
No. What if it was a Jew?
It says that
if
it was a Jew...
He's going to kill someone with it, then we shouldn't...
Exactly, and who says that?
Rabbi,
the Gemara, right? The Gemara, right? The Gemara says
if you're selling a weapon to a bandit, you're...
Bidiuk, right? I mean, none of these explanations limit it to idolaters, right? It's not about idolatry, it's about...
Anyway.
But you could also think in a different way, you know, if you're going to sell that person, you know, if you're giving him a service, you're giving a sort of product, yeah? You're sending him a shield or something.
We're not getting to the shield yet. We're not at shields yet. We're at weapons.
Okay. So let me give an example. You're selling him a weapon, yeah? So
giving a gun.
In other words,
giving an
why would he hurt you back? That's another thing you could also think about. No, I mean, you're giving him... Why he has...
I don't know.
He could go...
Why does Iran hate us? We sold them weapons in the 70s. I don't know. Because they had a turnover of government. Because...
We were actually Iran's biggest...
Yes, we were Iran's biggest supplier of weapons. What are you telling me? Because that's how life works. One day they like you, one day they hate you. Ze uvda. Okay? It just happens. You could tell me why does it happen. I don't know. Go ask the Ayatollah. I don't know. But, you know, he doesn't like us. Even though we provided Iran with weapons. Mamish, they should have a Karas HaTov. Right? The Karas HaTov is they want to send them back. They want to send them back to Israel.
Well, actually,
right?
Iran's still awaiting a shipment of, I think, 100 chieftain tanks.
Good. We're not sending it to them.
Zeloyikrev.
Zeloyikrev.
I said they bring it up often.
Good for them. Good.
You always tanks.
Good.
Yeah, exactly.
So the Gemara says, okay. So Amar of Dimi Baraba. Okay, so, you know, before we do that. Okay, so who, tell me, which Rishon says that the issue in this sugya is Lifnei Iver? Yeah, I've organized it for you nicely. Yeah, tell me, who says it's Lifnei Iver? The Ritva. The Kaven, that's it. Losenu Bechli Zayin Modav Chashin Lifnei Iver. Right? Right? It's at the end of the sugya where he says the exceptions, right? Well, we'll get to it, but he says the Isser is Lifnei Iver. Now, again, according to the Ritva, therefore, what's the Nafkamina? Right? Well, if you say it's about Lifnei Iver, remember what did I say, then it's going to be Mutter in what case?
Selling it to.
Whenever it's Trevor and Avra, all those sugyas we did begin the year, right? It's going to be no different. Okay. Now, if you go back to the Gemara, says, "Amar of Dimi Baraba Kederach Sha'asher Limkol Lo Bikochavim Asher Limkol Listum Yisrael." Right, so the Gemara plays out the obvious implication. This is about murder. Right, this is unlike the earlier sugya or idolatrous. Right, this is about murder, and therefore it may be making a generality about Akum. But if there's a known Jewish criminal, so obviously you couldn't sell it to him either. So the Gemara says, "I Echidami." What's the case? Idachash Dekatel Pshita Haino Bikochavim. If you're worried he's going to kill somebody, so it's the same as a non-Jew for these purposes. V'id lo katil amayla. And if he's not going to kill somebody, what's the problem? Sigmar says, olam lo katil. Right, he's not a murderer. But hachamayaskinen b'mishnamuta, dezim David da'atzuli nafshe. He said, what's the case? right? It's not someone who plans on murdering. It's just like a normal everyday thief. He doesn't really want to shoot anybody. But if he gets cornered, right, he might shoot. And that's Asur. Right? I've told you this before. Right? Psikresha velo yamos, according to not Rashi, but according to many of the Gaonim, means what? But you know on Shabbos, Psikresha velo yamos?
Yes, sorry.
You know, that even if you're not doing a malacha directly, but it's going to be caused inevitably by your action, it's usur. Right? So Rashi says, Psikresha velo yamos means that you can't say, I'm not killing a chicken if I cut off its head just because I want the head to play with. Right? That's called a malacha. One second.
Yeah.
But the Aruch and others say, no. Psikresha velo yamos means it's not called an excuse for a highway robber to say, look, I don't mean to murder anybody. Right? I just wanted their money. Well, I didn't give me the money, so I shot him. Right, that's not an excuse. That's not how halacha works. Right? Fine.
Rabbi, we said earlier that why does the Gemara only say it applies to idolaters? It says in the Gemara itself that we consider murders like idolaters.
For this purpose, correct? Because the issue at hand isn't idolatry. The issue at hand is
murder.
Is murder? Bidyuk. Right. That's what the Gemara is telling you.
Right.
Okay. So now the Ritva takes the position that Shimon did, that this is about lifnei iver. Now, who takes the position that Donny did, that it's about they might kill Jews, specifically?
Rabbi.
Mukhe Yosef.
Right, I gave you from Mukhe Yosef, Rehutz Chaviva, in Mochronem, Mishum, Dechashide Ashvichos Domim, V'asi L'mikde Yisrael. Right, they were worried they might kill Jews. Now, admittedly, he does put it as another possibility. It's Lifnei Iver. He does have another possibility of Lifnei Iver, but he raises both. Okay?
Well,
now,
is it the Riaz,
I didn't give you this, one second. The Riaz, right, has a particularly strong formulation of this, and he says like this. It's only forbidden to sell weapons to the non-Jews if they're fighting the Jews.
Well, let me
and then one second. He says, Venira Baina, he says, I think I think that all these prohibitions were only true right after Korban Abayit. Why? One second. Shekol machshavasam aitzah la'atzer li'Yisrael l'achniyavsam. Because right after Korban Abayit, the non-Jews wanted to suppress the Jews. That was their whole goal. I don't know what world he lived in. But he said, nowadays, the Jews are scattered in Galus, so nobody cares about us. No one bothers us. Okay, I don't know what world he's living in, right? But please, anyone who knew the Crusades, I don't understand. But anyways, but then his final line, he just says, if you think it's about whether they're going to cause damage to Jews, they're going to hurt Jews. So he says, the rule is therefore going to be, Hakol Lefi Ha'itim Lefi Amakomos. It depends on your time and place. Yes, Donnie.
Well, yeah, you're right. It makes a difference in what. And first of all, when he's talking about a different area and different.
That's what he says, Akolafi, Eden, Vazmanos.
But the point is, let me say, in that time when the Persians were mighty, I'm not saying they were always nice with Jews, but you could say if the Persians were how I say, Jews were in the
good,
kingdom, they would protect.
Good,
the
and
Jews.
That's what we're going to get to. We're going to get to that in a minute, right? Well, let's get to the exceptions in a minute. Okay, but first you have. Is it on the sugya and not the Lamais implications?
Never mind.
Okay. Good. So, one position is the Mukhe Yosef and the Riaz, who both say very clearly this is about are they going to hurt Jews? A potential nafkamina is what if they're not? Right? What if it's not? If it's about Lifnei Iver, like Shimon said, like the Ritva says, then it depends on whether they're going to violate their Isser, Trey Afrit the Nahara.
They still might kill people, just not the Jews.
Correct. Now, who now? The Rambam in the Perush Mishnayo seems to say that it's not about killing Jews, and it's not about Lifnei Iver, it's about a third thing, which is what Max said. What did Max say?
What did Max say?
What do you say? It's what the Rambam says. Look at 5.
You helping others destroy.
You mean murder is wrong, right? It's not about Jews. It's not about the formal prohibition of lifnei iver. It's just you shouldn't be involved in the destruction of society. And murder is the most destructive thing to society. Just is, right? It is particularly egregious. Okay, that's possibility 3. Okay? Why else might be usur? Yeah, Max. Why else might it be a problem?
It's a reflection of the Jewish people.
Good. Right? It might be a Chil Hashem.
if we have no problem eating one.
Good. Right? Is that there might be, right, in a different... Now, this may not be the sugya, right? But you're right. Right? You look at... Skip to number 16 for a second. I gave you two lines from Yaakov Rahavdig. Right? Yaakov Rahavdig wrote in an article here in Chumen. I have it open over here in Chumen Yud Beis. And he says, besides the formal sugya... Right now, no, I haven't seen any reason say that this is the reason for our sugya, but it is another reason that's possible, which is ein lahutzi mecheshbon kol chshash lechil Hashem alul etorer kasher am Yisrael shezachal achar alfeishno redifa vehereg lakamat midina mishelo vechazde Hashem marberet zicha vehereg baolam beemtzaut klei neshek nemkarim lagoyim lavdavkom tokanim shevem. Right, we can't forget to consider the concern for desecration in the name of God that could be caused when the Jews who've been privileged after thousands of years of being chased and killed to establish their own state with the grace of God, and they increase murder and killing the world through weapons that are sold to nations and not necessarily the most perfected ones, right?
I.e. Sudan.
Yeah, I mean, you know, he's pre-Sudan. He doesn't really...
I'm saying, like...
I understand. He's talking before... He doesn't really know that, per se, right? Meaning
saying,
he's... If
you want to apply it...
No, I said I don't want to apply it yet. I will. Right, I will, but...
I don't think Sudan's a perfect country.
That's true, but I don't want to get to it yet. Right? Okay, fine. Okay. Good. Now. So now, that is, so far, that's three explanations, four explanations, as to why this might be problematic. Okay? Now, the Rambam suggests that it seems to say Mishneh Torah. In the Mishneh Torah, you could be medayik that the Rambam thinks, what's the nature of the prohibition? Right? Because the Rambam in the Mishneh Torah, right, puts it in the middle of a series of halachot of Mishneh Torah, if you read the Rambam inside. Okay, good. So now, let's go back to the Gemara. The Gemara brings an exception. What's the Gemara's exception? What are you allowed to do? Or what might you be allowed to do?
Shields.
Good. Right?
Now we're talking about the shield thing.
Now we're talking about the shield. So the Gemara says...
There might be a
charge they're going to... So the Gemara brings the machlokas. Ein mochon lem treason. Right? Some say you can, some say you can't sell them shields. My taima, why not? Right? If you think the reason you can't sell them shields is because we don't want to support them, then according to that, then what?
Then
you shouldn't even be able to sell them what? If the issue at hand is that you shouldn't, that we don't want to support them, then what shouldn't be able to sell them?
Anything.
Food.
Anything, yeah.
Food, right? I mean, if you don't want them to live, right? So the Gemara, Amarabi after Hachanami.
So the
Gemara says, it can't be that that's why you can't sell them shields. So Ikadamri, treason hainu time at low. So why is it you can't sell them shields? Dichishlalim zanayu katli
begavayu. They could use it against.
It's because some people use it as a weapon, either against us, against other people, depending on how you use it. Right? They were pointy.
The first weapon is to call the former towards, because using it for protection.
Yeah.
What?
I was wrong, because some say if you can't, if we aren't supposed to give them shields because they would, because we're not supposed to have them protect themselves, then the same would apply.
For sure, if you can't even give them shields, and you can't, because they use them as weapons, but for sure, real weapons, but it didn't go in that direction, went the other way.
But how could you consider that as shields as what?
Because that's what they did. They were pointy.
They used to do.
Yeah, they were. They were, if you could kill someone with it.
And
they were pointed to the end, people could use it.
I killed someone.
Yeah,
they had a bronze shield.
Honestly, like, why do I have to bring in... This is like my standard, like, when I'm on a million-hour flight. So, like, the endless movies, or, like, the Marvel movies. Like, honestly, what... Like, I've never seen...
I mean, literally, like, one of the biggest Marvel characters uses a shield.
Yeah, I'm saying, like what are you talking about? Captain America doesn't take a shield and, you know, he's killing people, just by throwing a vibration. Uranium shield.
They don't kill people.
Right?
Yeah. In Black Panther, a lot of people die.
But just with the shield, right? Throw the shield, it's a weapon. I don't understand. Like, it's like, I mamish.
It's like a gun that doesn't have bullets and you smash someone over the head with it. You've just weaponized.
I'm saying, like, don't you guys, like, why do I have to teach you Bikias in Torah and in, like, pop movies? Like, I don't understand. Like,
anything with killing, he's not privy to.
You should have a shear on this way.
Like, I don't understand.
They don't kill people in Belgium.
Like, honestly, like, have you never seen a single scene with Captain America hitting someone with his vibranium shield?
I remember I saw it as a kid,
man.
Long time ago, but I forgot about it.
It's not actually Chisar. I'm not saying, like, you have to watch Marvel. I'm just saying, like, Uvda, like, you can use a shield as a weapon. Haraya, there are multi-billion-dollar movies.
Haraya, Captain America.
Okay? Good.
Like all superheroes are a reflection like of like Jewish, like we look at,
because there's a bunch of Jewish old yeshiva guys who made them.
Look at Superman, right? He has Clark Kent, he's this nerdy guy with glasses.
His name is Hebrew. His name is Hebrew. I don't understand. Don't you realize that?
And then look at Peter Parker. He's
Superman's name is Kal El, which means demigod in Hebrew.
That's funny.
Oy, oy, oy. Yes, Kal El, a light god.
Peter Parker, one day he's bitten by a spider and he's ultra strong. He's this nerd.
Yes, it was made by a bunch of yeshivish guys. That's not the point.
Who knew that DC and Marvel was basically all written by Jews?
Bro, I'm just saying it's a reflection of what Jews.
I know. Of course it was. Okay, good, 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 good. Let's move on. Let's move on. Let's move on. The Yeshom Rem Mochron Lem Trees in the Chisholm Zonayum Arik Arke. And the Gemara says that some people say you can't sell them shields. Why? Because they don't. They aren't. Look, Captain America might be brave, but the average person, his gun runs out of ammo. He doesn't say, let me run in and hit you with a shield, right? Except for M16s, right? Have you ever used an M16? An old M16?
No,
not one of the old ones.
Okay, so the old M16, do you ever see them? They're bulky. You know why they're huge?
This one that they use in the Vietnam War?
Correct. Because they were used in the Vietnam War because the back of them are meant as to be clubs to hit people. That if you run out of, either for hand-to-hand combat or you run out of ammo, you're supposed to take the back of that thing and just bash someone's head in.
Or you also have a bayonet attached to the front.
But the M16s are still used. Bayonets, not so much. I've used the old M16s. They're terrible. Right, they're horrifying. Yes. Like that's the standard thing. Like in yeshivot, they just have them lying around for shmirot because they bought them from America for like $1 each. Like after they got rid of them from, they're also illegal in international law or something.
Really?
The old M16s because the way their bullet works, not important. It spins around and will tear up your internal organs.
It's a leg casing. Yeah.
Anyways. Not a burden.
We do plenty of things.
I'm just saying. I don't want to talk about this. I don't care. Amar Rav Nachman. Amar Rabba Bravua. Alach Yesh Omrim. We're Mekil. So Amar Rabba Bravua. In Rochel Lashash Shul. Bars of Matayim Vamishuim Dechal Shemayim Klei Zayin. You also can't sell them the raw material by bars of iron that they'll use for weapons. Yachi Afilu Marim Chatzine Nami. So maybe you shouldn't be able to sell them farm weapons.
Using it for shields.
So Amar, we paskin you can for shields, right. Fine. So Amar of Zvid, but Parzal Hinda. Okay, it depends what type of iron. They apparently use it for different types of weapons. Then the Gemara says, but Idna de Kamizvah Vinon, but nowadays we do sell them weapons. So Amar of Ashi, the Parsoi, the Magnin Ilavon. To the Persians because they
protect
okay. us.
So you're
allowed
to sell them.
Right? Now, Tosfos, in what is a very bizarre comment, what does Tosfos say on this Gemara? And many Rishonim say this, but I honestly don't know what's going on there. What did Tosfos say? Two lines. Nira de ana nami sharinan hashta limchorav chomim klei zayin mehai taima. We permit selling weapons to non-Jews for this reason. I honestly do not know why every Rishon says this. Like, I historically, I just don't know. Like, were the Balei Tosfot all... they were all making weapons. Like they all say like it was a given. Like nowadays, it's true. Some of the biggest arms dealers in the world are Jews,
right.
From Jews, right? But like,
they're not worse.
Like Marcus stories. Katz,
right?
Like Yeshiva, YU Torah. Marcus Katz, YU Torah. Marcus Katz was an international arms dealer, right? What? Yeah, Gush also, right? The Shar Mexico. It's called Mexico because Marcus Katz is from Mexico. Hmm. Right? Marcus Katz got Kohen every year in Yom Kippur until he died. In Gush. Yes, Gush.
Oh, now I see why there's so many boys there. It's a weapon factory.
What?
Oh my god.
That's just nonsense.
It
was a bad joke.
I know.
It was a terrible joke. But it is true that he funded much of the yeshiva. He funded a lot.
You made a joke.
Right? There are
there's a tiny people in that machine.
Okay. So now good. So now explain to me this heter. Explain to me, Misvara, this heter. Okay. That you're allowed to sell them weapons if they're going to protect us.
Well, then there's no chashash there. If the whole thing's
America,
against
right?
One second. Svara. Don't give. I said.
Modern.
Do not give me modern. I want to. That is. I want to first understand the. Don't.
If there's a.
Is it aligned?
It works
no.
For both sides.
What?
Is there anything modern?
No, it's not modern. Let's talk about Tanakh.
No, okay, but no, give me a svara. I want you to explain. What's this?
But there's
the kingdom. Who's in the south?
Oh, you're right. For sure, they always used international alliances in Tanakh. But now give me, right, give me a svara. Right, based on the meaning, go to the svara of why it was usher. Right, this is how you always have to do a sugya. We laid out different possibilities of why it's usher to sell weapons. Mm-hmm. Now tell me, according to each of those reasons, why it's mutter to sell. To sell to people who are going to protect us. You're right, in Tanakh this happens. I don't want examples. I want logic. I want an explanation. Good. What's the explanation? According to which one? Go, Max.
If we look at who's the kingdom in the south?
No.
So the kingdom in the south had a
lot. I said I don't want an example. I said I don't want
an example. God to help.
I don't want an example. Max, you are correct that in Tanakh, there. Half of what the Nevi'im talk about is international alliances. And they complain because Jews are relying on it. But I don't want to get into the examples. I don't want to get into the Tanakh question. First, I just want to go very simply. What were the reasons we said it was Usur? And why does this help us?
Right. Well,
good.
We said there was Usur for multiple reasons.
Good. So take each reason.
For the reason that we're scared they're going to attack people. Attack Jews.
Good.
There's no problem.
Easiest one. Right? If you hold like Dani, / the Mukha Yosef and the Riaz, if the issue at hand is that they might hurt Jews, so then.
There's no problem.
There's no problem because they are.
They're protecting us.
Correct. Now, the Mukha Yosef adds a little bit of a twist, and he says in number 6, and he says, and even if it's true that it might be like Iran, they might turn on us. Right? They might turn on us. But
it's
a suffix in Vadai, meaning right now they're protecting us. We need the protections. We give them weapons. The fact that it might turn around, it's always a risk. Sometimes it'll go badly for us. But what can you do?
Right. Now, according to the opinion of...
What if you hold like Shimon, like the Ritva?
If Me'iver, then they're not... They're using it for defense. They're not
good, right? If it's defense, it's not an Aveira. Right? Now, or if it's protecting us, that's a mitzvah.
Right. So
right?
There's no problem of being
good.
Over
what if you think the problem is like the Rambam, that it's a problem of hashchasa. It's a problem of destroying society.
It's not.
It's not. They're using to protect people.
Yeah.
So there are other people out there who are destroying society,
yeah.
And these people
are protecting people.
They're protecting people. There are people coming in. Right? There are marauders coming in from...
The war in Iraq was not protecting any Americans.
I told you. I don't want modern examples until we're finished. Right? But, very simply, right? If you live in City X, and there are people, and you presume that the people living in City X are moral, and the people living outside are not, they're coming to kill you for no reason, they're coming to steal your money, and they're killing you if you don't give it, and you give weapons to the guards in the city to protect, right? They're on the defense, the other people on the offense.
They're elected.
Right? That's not Ashkasa. They're trying to protect, right? To protect society.
Right.
Okay? Now, good. Okay, now, by the way, in this sheet I gave you, I just pointed, there are other Rishonim who fall in these categories, right? Rabbi Yonah says that it's about damage to Jews, right?
Can I ask a question?
One second. Now, your Zerua asked an interesting question, okay? And he says, wait a second. What happens if you live in a city, in a country, Naniach, that is protecting you, but the country that's fighting you also has what?
Has
Jews. Right? I think about it, right? World War I, right? Jews fought in the... Now, I'm breaking my own rule, right? But there were German Jews who fought on the side of the Germans.
Yeah,
there were Germans who fought in England.
What you
right, the Russian, whatever,
not,
right? So good. Tell me, Misvara.
You're not...
There were also Jews.
Misvara,
I mean,
tell me.
I mean, there was also Jews.
Them. They're attacking you.
Wait, give me Svara.
You're using it for defense.
Give me a Svara. Give me a Svara. According... If you said that the issue is killing Jews, Mutter or Usser?
Usser.
Yesh Ladon, right? It might be Usur.
Yeah, it might.
Right?
Wait.
If you think that the problem is Lifnei Iver, Usur or Mutter?
Mutter.
Why?
Because you're protecting. So you're
protecting
being yourself.
Because, hey, because what is it? What's important here? Doesn't matter what the Zerua say. He says Latzilenu, Latzilenu Hamiskavnim. It's not an Avera. Their Kavana
is to kill.
Is to protect.
Right.
But the fact they might. I mean, this is ironic. Right? If it's about killing Jews, so you might think
that it's Osir.
That it's Osir if it's Jews, if there are Jews on both sides of the war.
Right.
But if you think it's about an Avera,
then
as long as your side is fighting the defensive war, right? Right?
And no problem.
And their kavana is le mitzvah, is to protect. The fact that they might end up killing Jews, right? If it's about like lifneiver, like Shimon says,
right.
They're not doing an aveira, right. Right? They're doing a mitzvah, right? The fact that it might turn out that a Jew gets killed. Now what if? Now what is it about hashkasa? What if it's destroying the world?
It's the same thing.
Yesh ladun, right? Yesh ladun. Okay.
I mean, it's not. It's not. But you're also just protecting yourself. It's the same thing with the previous case.
Good.
You're using it to protect yourself. You're not actually physically.
Okay, fine, good. So. Now the Rav Yoh says that. Now the Rav Yoh says. Now this could go according to anybody. That this all may be only by vadais, right? But in case where it's suffig, maybe it's going to be mozer. Okay. So now, I gave you here, but I, you know, on this sheet I gave you, but I don't need to go back through it, right? A big nafkamina is going to be, as I said, what if they could get, they could buy it from somebody else, right? So it right. So if it's lifnei iver, you could sell it.
Right.
If this is unique halacha that when it comes to murder or protecting Jews, we have higher standards.
Mm-hmm.
So then it's still usher.
Right.
The fact that they could buy the weapon from somebody else doesn't matter.
Right.
Good. Now one more thing. Okay, one more thing, and then I'm going to throw this. You know, two more things. And I'm going to throw this to Max for the modern one because I know he's waiting. Okay. Meiri, right? So the Meiri says two important points. One is, he says, look, if the issue here is the ethical problem, right? Look at 11. So he says, "Kol adam chosa betzilo roy laz l'kvi efshar." He said the moral problem evaporates. It's not just that when you're living in a country and they're protecting you, so they're protecting you. He said it's also the it's the right thing to do, right? If somebody right, all those moral critiques they dissipate. Right? If someone is putting their life on the line, right, to protect you,
mm-hmm.
and you provide them with weapons, it's not just a practical thing.
It's the right thing.
It's the right thing to do, right? The moral. Right, outrage that we have against helping someone murder dissipates right. when the person is doing something right and we're showing a hakaras hatov, we're helping them, right, protect themselves and us. That's one. The second thing, and this sugya makes a lot of sense, Meiri Lishitasa, the Meiri always says, right, that when we talk about Akum in the Gemara, what right, what are we talking about in the first paragraph of Avodah Zarah every time? What are we talking about? Barbarians. Remember? Meiri Lishitaso. It's only okay. Those barbarians, but not people who are Gedurim, Begidri, Hatzadot, and are civilized.
Right.
In a lot of the sugyas, that doesn't make sense. But in this sugya, we already saw that the issue at hand is not idolatry, it's
murder.
Are they barbaric or not? Hence, if it's a Jewish murderer, it's Usur.
Right.
So Meiri here says, Lishitaso. Therefore, the issue here isn't idolaters, it's
murder.
Yeah, and if nowadays, if you have a civilized nation,
then you're allowed to.
Be mutter, good. I lied. I have to say one more thing before I get. I had to. I actually had three more points. I had three more points.
My question.
One second. Three more points. Okay.
Go on, Donnie.
So now I've done one. One more. Okay. What's another big nafkamina that comes up if this is lifnei iver and not murder? Right. What have we said over and over in this perek? Nowadays, remember all the Rishonim said. Nowadays, we don't have the prohibitions against business. Why? Right. There were many reasons, but one of them, the Rosh says, is because. So one is Eva, another is because we don't have a choice, parnasa wise, right? Vehule. So many of the Rishonim say, if you think this is just part of the Yisurim of business, like the rest of the Perek, then it's going to be mutter Mishum Eva. It's going to be mutter if we don't have a choice for parnasa. Right? All those reasons, it'll be mutter. If you think this is a unique prohibition because of the sui generis prohibition of murder, right? Unique, right? Singular. Problem of murder, so then, so you're generous Latin if you didn't get that, right? So then you would say that, would those heterum apply?
No.
No, right? You couldn't just say, I need money, right? That wouldn't work. Okay, one more point, and then this will take us straight to the modern issues. If the issue is lifnei iver, so now let me ask you a question. Murder is usur.
Mm-hmm.
Is war?
No.
Exactly. Right? Many poskim note, Mitzvah Chinuch note this. War might be a different chalos. Right? That war between nations, yes, a lot of people die, but that may not be halachically murder. Now, this is a big question in philosophy. It has been for hundreds of years.
Right?
Whether murder should ethically be looked at as many cases of murder. War, rather. Should, like war against murder, murder, or war is a different... Well, right, it's a different halos, right? Right?
We so, like, to the modern thing.
Well, now we're about to. Now, so the
genocide
the, is different. The correct. So one second. So the traditional view, the traditional Catholic view, which was adopted in modern philosophical discussion by Michael Walzer in Just and Unjust Wars, is that in war, killing is, for the soldier at least, killing is justified, mm-hmm. Right?
If
but he divides it into what's called jus in bello and jus ad bellum. Meaning, for the soldier, as long as he follows the rules of war, jus in bello, then it's not called murder, even if he's fighting for an unjust cause.
Also,
right? The people who are responsible are the politicians who have to make the decisions of jus ad bellum, meaning was it a justified war to begin with?
Right.
Now, this has been pushed back on by Jeff McMahon and others, but... let's, for the moment, say maybe halacha is different. Right? Minchas Chinuch makes this argument. So now, according to this, Rav Yaakov Epstein makes an interesting argument, which is, wait a second. If the issue is murder, mm-hmm. or is destruction of the earth, so then maybe the same prohibitions would apply to nations as they would to individuals. But if the issue is lifnei iver,
then it wouldn't apply.
Not necessarily. Because if war is not halachically like murder, so it might dafka be less problematic to sell to nations than to individuals, but Shimon's right. That would only be war, but not genocide, right? Genocide is not obviously, right? Is not obviously the same as war. So now let's take this halacha le'maisa, right? Okay, good. Max, you ready?
Yeah.
Halacha le'maisa.
Soldier.
Let's take the easiest case. Soldier. Easiest case.
Soldier.
What is the... Sit down. Sit down.
Soldier.
We're almost done.
Soldier.
What is the easy... One second. What is the easiest thing to be makil on in terms of Israel's arms deals? The easiest thing.
South Africa.
No, it's easier. Right? What did the Gemara say is clearly mutter? What type of weapons can be sold?
Protection.
So many poskim say, therefore, what is the modern equivalent that would be clearly mutter?
Israel to...
Armor.
The Iron Dome. We make billions of dollars by selling the Iron Dome to people. The Iron Dome is not offensive, right? It's defensive. We've sold it to England to protect
India.
Gatwick, right? We've sold it to Indonesia, I think,
India.
Right? We sold it to India.
Indonesia.
We sold it to somebody. Whatever. Most recently, we sold it to the British, right? To protect Gatwick.
Yeah, we sold it to India.
India. There you go.
Indonesia does it. Indonesia's passport. We said accept it everywhere,
We've sold it several places.
Can you sell it to a country that is attacking you, but they're using it for defense?
I don't know why you would.
Yeah.
Why you shouldn't do that. Don't do that. Bad idea.
Think of this. You're just kind of stupid.
Now.
No, but you're.
Why would you sell it?
You're not attacking it.
Why would I give you a rock if you want to attack me?
Why would?
By the way, I should note that the Seder Yaakov... One second. By the way, the Seder Yaakov also suggests that maybe selling it to a government to carry out justice might be mutzer also. Okay. Now, but defensive things. Listen. Listen, guys. Hello. Okay. So defensive weapons, right? The Iron Dome should be mutzer based on...
I hate when you say that.
What?
Second. Right, it should be based on, right, the Iron Dome. There's a good svar to say it's mutter based on, right, the shield,
right,
because we paskin shields are mutter. Good. So now let's assume that's not the case. How can you justify, if you want to justify, selling offensive weapons to other nations? Good.
They're using
So how often are they using our weapons to protect us? Sometimes, but usually that's not what's happening. Usually what might be a close equivalent at max? What would be close?
They're protecting themselves.
Okay, that...
No,
so that,
by us selling it to them, we're... Can
South Africa.
Having
articulate,
alliance.
What about South Africa? Political alliance.
During the 80s...
political alliance, good.
There was direct evidence that we helped South Africa develop nuclear weapons, which they were going to...
I'm trying to say when it might be mutter.
What?
Right? Where do you see that? Right? So sell offensive weapons. When might it be mutter?
When they're in a war that benefits us.
Good. So if they're in a war that benefits us directly, so that might be the very easy way of saying...
Selling Saudi Arabians while they're fighting.
Yacholiot. Right? So that might be, right, the equivalent of... the shield,
right?
Or they protect us,
right?
Or what many modern poskim said, what Shimon said, is that why do we sell a lot of weapons? For political alliance, which is also perhaps the modern equivalent of good.
I don't even like that.
Now, what about selling to a nation that? What if we sell to a nation who's engaged in a war, but potentially a just war? Potentially.
What's a just war?
But let's just say again, that's a complicated question. But let's naniach a just war.
I don't want to get into that, but like, all
right.
What do you mean?
So possibly, right? Remember, we said possibly if it's about lifnei iver and it's a just war. So Yaakov Epstein said, well, yachol liyot be mutter because war isn't murder halachically, and therefore
it's fine. No problem.
Right, there is. It's not the lifnei iver problem. If it's a problem about being involved in killing, right, destroying the earth,
it might be a little.
Maybe yes, maybe no. Right, because on the one hand we don't love war, on the other hand, if it's just war, it's a necessary war. Right, yachol liyot. Right. Mm-hmm. What about selling it simply because we need the money?
Depends to who.
Yeah, it would depend on who you're selling it to, what they're going to do with it.
It also
depends if it's a d'oraisa or not.
Correct. If this is about murder, it's about hashkas ha'aretz, it's d'oraisa or something like that, so then it'd be usher.
You can't do it.
But if this is part of the lifnei iver discussion we've already seen, that might be mutter every time you need it for money. Right? It might be. Right?
Well, also if it's on the ichara.
Now, there were also middle arguments that were made by modern poskim, which is that... Okay, it's a bit cynical to just say, look, we need the money, right? Sometimes it's more than we need the money. It's that we're too small of a country to justify the financial investment in weapons to protect ourselves if we don't have a market that can offset the costs, right? I mean, that's a nuanced case, right? It's not money per se. Uh-huh. It's that we can't afford to make the weapons to protect ourselves. Right, to be an independent
unless we sell it.
Right. Now, what if the people are mamish using it for
genocide.
For really unethical purposes, right? So then tell me, mutter usher. According to which svaras?
The one that's
usher. Lifneiver? Usher unless
it's money.
Unless they could have bought it from somebody else in Zerabanan and for money, so then you could eke out a het there.
Right.
If they're not killing Jews, right, you can eke out a het there.
Right.
But you realize that once you're not dealing with a just war, once you're dealing with people involved in genocide, right, you are relying on what? The potential het there is only, well, they could have bought it from somebody else,
right,
and we need the money, and like, it's very... Now, that depends on a lot of things, because first of all, A, as we saw in Lifnei Iver, it's not always mutter when they can buy it from somebody else, and B, it's not always true they can buy it from somebody else, because Israel is actually one of the few countries that bothers selling to these people.
Right.
A lot of people don't do it, yeah. Right? So it really is a bit hard when you're selling to people like that. Plus, what Max mentioned before, which Yaakov Rahavtik also mentioned, in addition to all of this, is what? Chilul Hashem! Right? I mean, in addition to the formal prohibitions, there's Chilul Hashem, and he notes, right, the Mishnah, right, in Shabbat, we know this, right, what are our visions of Tam Mashiach, right? The most Jewish thing in the world is to say, we want war to end, right? We don't like war, right? Like, this is not something we like, right? He gave an example. You look at 15, right? The Mishnah in Shabbos quotes the position of the Chachamim that you aren't allowed to wear weapons on Shabbos. They're not considered a beged. Right? On Shabbos, you're allowed to wear a beged, but you're not allowed to wear a tachshit. Why? Right? So you're allowed to wear a tachshit, something's a beged, but not something which is just called carrying. Right? So the Chachamim say that carrying weapons is usur. It's not called wearing. Why? So Chachamim say because genai. It's shameful. We don't like weapons.
Have you been to Kashmir?
Right? No. So listen. Now there's a big shaila in poskim is when you actually need it for security. Right? Look. In the shul, look. It's very nice to say that cynically. Max, it's very nice to say that cynically. But when my shul is 350 meters from El Chader,
your shul's a different story.
Right? There's a lot of guns in my shul because, yes, you can look out the window and look at the UNRWA school, which
there's a guy
shoots onto the Gila roll.
Comes in with two
two pieces. This guy's... Kashmo's a different story. Where you live, very...
It's a different... Kashmo, the last incident... I spoke to people, the last incident in Kashmo was 2006, and they caught the guy trying to...
No, last year, actually, I was there.
Look, there haven't been Baruch Hashem incidents in Efrat.
There was someone who tried to get in with him. Yeah. But, I mean, they caught him, but...
Yeah.
It was actually there that Shabbos.
Okay, so listen.
It doesn't happen often.
Why?
Okay. Now, the modern post can really argue about this. Rav Yaakov Teligdano, writing, argued that in his time, at least, the weapons that were being sold ended up being used against the Jews. We said it was Usher. Rav Elio Abrizal said, look, he thought that most weapons that you were selling to the average civilized, you know, person was being used for self-defense. Right? Okay. But basically, right, what you've seen, okay, now we've gone...
Someone's intention.
Like, so now I want to make one more point. Guys, listen, I want to make one more point. One of the interesting things about this sugya is if you've noticed, there's very little, like there's like one line here and there in the Rishonim, there's no Shulchan Aruch, like two sentences of Shulchan Aruch, why? Yeah, this is one of those interesting cases where the Gemara is fascinating, the Rishonim, you know, little bit is fascinating, but realistically, this wasn't a Shaila until the modern period. But part of the reason that you see modern posts grappling with it and struggling with it so much is because...
It just didn't exist.
It was new, right? We're new at this, right? Now, remember what I said, right? Ginsburg asked me about this. I said, right, there were a lot of posts who tried to defend what the State of Israel does based on these, like, Lifnei Iva arguments, right? It's only Darabanan, and they could do it from somewhere else, right? But there are a lot of post-game, like, and not just post-game, right? Politicians, like you see, right? Yehuda Glick was saying that realistically, if you look at the Svaras, whether it be Chilul Hashem of Yaakov Rahavtiv, or it be that Jews shouldn't be involved in murder, Ashkaz Zaretz, right, and the like, or even Lifnei Iver, right? It could be a big problem, and that's why there's a lot of discussion going on now in Israel, which is what should our policies be in terms of selling weapons, right? I'm willing to accept, right? I think intuitively... It's true. Selling the Iron Dome, right?
That's fine.
I think that's fine. Selling weapons to allies, right? You know, part of political alliances, you know, like, I think there's a lot of room.
Well, it depends on the political alliance and also what they're doing with
the weapons. Correct, right? Correct, it depends. But you know, when you look at these prohibitions, you know, trying to defend selling to, like, South Sudan, right, you see that, like, you could, if you really wanted to, construct an argument that would be makeil, but most of the Surim would point at Isser, and the question ethically is also, do you really want a kula? Right? Is this something you want to say is mutter? And again, I showed you at the beginning that Yehuda Glick getting angry, and that very cynical, that comic thing.
Like, he's usually very...
Right.
I mean, think about what it is, though. It kind of is a disgusting thing.
And that's what I want you to think about, right? That, again, I'm not one of the extremists that say we shouldn't sell to anybody. But, like, the fact that but if we're really, you know, one of the only ones selling to, like, Sudan, right? So, you know, we really do have to think about it. And like I said, it's starting to get it.
The government is not so religious.
But the question is it? But you see, even if it's not religious, right? Yehuda Glick is saying, just to be animated by Jewish values, basic Jewish values. I'm not saying they're going to be convinced by Allah's argument.
The world.
But by the way, but listen, guys, what I think is important to realize, and I think, guys, I think, I just want you to note, Danny, one second. One second. You will live.
Right now.
Listen, 1 second. I'll be finished in 10 seconds. Okay? Is that, guys, what I think I want you to realize is, you know how I kept you? I said, don't jump to the modern things, right? Because...
It answered a lot of me.
But I want you to realize that certain sugyos, right, if you, right, just take them on their, right, take them as a sugya, right, you'll realize that they, without us trying, right, this is not forced, speak to serious modern ethical issues, right? Halacha has something serious to say, right? And it's worth hearing what it has to say. The exact conclusions that we should derive what's mutter, what's us, I don't know. But the fact that there may be problems, there may be ethical or halachic problems that emerge from Torah sources that speak to modern issues, right? I think is critical to realize, right, the importance of this. Okay, that's something to think about. Look, I think it's a fascinating sugya. Again, there were a lot of religious Zionist poskim who did try to bend over backwards to defend what the state is doing. Now you hear more voices saying, look, I understand most of what you're doing, Iron Shield and selling to allies and the like, but yesh gvul, right? There has to be a limit to what you think is mutter, and relying just on, even if you can't construct an argument, right, to say, well, it's lifnei iver and it's only chadaver to nahara and blah, 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 and a lot of poskim saying that's great, but there's, you know, there are meta issues here that we really should be concerned about. Okay, go get your water. Go.